Angèle Dubaud and La Pietà, with music written for the students of St. Paul's Girls' School in London. That was The Dargazon from the St. Paul Suite by Gustav Holst. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, reaching students and young people forms a big part of the TSO's mandate. Each season, they present a series of concerts designed especially, but not exclusively, for kids. They also play for thousands of students every year, a tradition of school concerts that stretches back 100 years. Their commitment is such that they've had for years now a special position to see these programs through. The Barrett Principal Education Conductor and Community Ambassador. Filling that role is Daniel Bartholomew Poyser, and he joins me now. Daniel Bartholomew Poyser, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, Kathleen. It's great to be back.
And great new season ahead. Your first Young People's Concert is coming up at the end of October. Treats and Tunes. This sounds like a fun one.
It's going to be really, really fun. Very, very exciting. I'm really excited about the music on this program.
Can you give us a sneak preview?
Sure. Well, as you know, Kathleen, I don't like to give away all the surprises, but...
Because there always are surprises, aren't there?
Oh, for sure. I love scary movies a lot. I don't know why, because they're always kind of the same, aren't they, right? Like they start and things slowly start getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I love jump scares. And you know, this is a concert for kids, obviously, so there aren't jump scares like that. But I do love surprising audiences. And one of the surprises we have this year is that we're including Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, which is not a piece that you often get heard performed on a Halloween concert because it's so big, but we've been able to make it work so the audience gets to hear two movements of Symphonie Fantastique. And this is one of the pieces of music that just really changed my life when I heard it as a teenager. So I'm so excited to have this performed for young people because I think just hearing that music itself will be inspiring for them.
And I understand that people are invited to dress up for this one.
Absolutely. We want to see all the different characters of Halloween out there in the audience. That's what's really fun for us. It makes the whole event fun and exciting and engaging.
Now, the TSO is embarking on its 100th year of school concerts, which is absolutely amazing. And I'll get to that in a moment. But you are, marking a few years now as the Barrett Principal Conductor and Community Ambassador for the TSO. Can you tell us a bit about how that role has been going, how it has evolved over the years?
Sure. You know, I'm very fortunate in that I get to be the front person of the education and outreach team. So there's a team of us that are working on these shows, like the Brampton Runout shows, the school concerts, the young people's concerts, and we have a lot of fun. And I think it's starting to translate into the shows that we're putting on. I enjoy our meetings. It's just a really, really wonderful team of people that I'm working with. And I think that's what's been really great is that we don't limit ourselves creatively. So it's like, what can we do? What could be interesting for the kids? What would be shocking? What would be a surprise? And then we just go for it. Shout out to my team at the TSO. You know who you are, but we're having a good time. And I think it's showing in the concerts and the sorts of things that are happening. And the support of the Barretts, multi-year support, which means that we can plan. So it's huge. It's really huge because it allows us creative freedom to express and think about the future in different ways. So it takes the pressure off, and the energy that would be put into recouping funds is now put into creativity, which means that the concerts are better for you.
Can you share a story either from your own childhood or from a moment that you've witnessed, at the TSO at these school concerts? And this is to differentiate from the young people's concerts, right? This is like during the school week, kids get bussed into the Roy Thompson Hall to hear the TSO. Can you share a story where you've seen how these concerts can have a big effect and even change a kid's life?
So I have two answers for that. The first is an example that you've asked for, and the second is my thoughts on that, the changing of a kid's life. So the first answer is that I remember once we did a concert, and I did, let's just say Darth Vader appeared somehow on the podium and conducted the Imperial March. Fine. So that happens, and then take off the costume and continue on the concert. And then a couple months later, I get all these letters from kids, they come into the office and they all have pictures of Darth Vader and they're all talking about how much fun they had and how they remembered it months later and they were surprised. And sometimes when you're doing 8 concerts in a week, you're thinking about the presentation and you're trusting that it's having an impact. But to see viscerally, you know, this child took the time to draw Darth Vader and to think and to talk about their experience, you realize, oh wow, it impacted. I didn't just, you know, have 15,000 students there. This one student, you focus on it and realize we really had an effect on this person. So that happened, and that made me realize, you know, that down to the classroom level, that students are thinking about these concerts for months afterwards. However, you asked about changing a kid's life, and this might sound really strange, but that's not what I'm trying to do. And I don't think that's what we're trying to do. And why? Because it's like, if I ask, you know, tell me about a life-changing lunch you had. Well, I mean, it's lunch. It's just like, we have lunch every day, right? And you go to a restaurant, they might not be trying to give you a life-changing lunch, but it's just like, I want people's experience of orchestral music to be that habitual and to be that regular. And that when they come to the TSO, they just get a good musical meal. So I'm not thinking about concerts, try to be so prescriptive as to presume that I should be changing anyone's life. I want to provide challenging, exciting, engaging, accessible musical experiences that may or may not be life-changing, but that's not my goal. My goal is to provide that quality and how it affects different people depending on their day, their mood, their life, where they're at, whether they're 10, whether they're 100. That's almost none of my business. I just want to provide a quality experience and let the cards fall where they may.
Fair point.
Because otherwise it's too much pressure.
Well, yes. And rather than it being a singular experience, it being a consistently nourishing one. Sounds like
that's
that.
That's what I hope for. I like the idea of consistent nourishment. Another thing is this, 100 years of education concerts. And that just shows me that the organization, long before I was born, was committed to young people. 100 years of school concerts, that's 1.8 million students. 1.8 million students have passed through the halls and have heard the music of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. 1.8 million students. That's huge. That changes a lot of lives in big and small ways.
What do you hope the next 100 years will look like?
3.9 million students. Not 3.6. I just want a little extra, you know, just a tiny little bit extra. let's double it and do a little bit more of people being exposed to wonderful music, passionate performances, having music, orchestral music, being a regular and habitual part of their lives. It already is. If you're going to movies, if you're listening to pop music, indie music, electronic music, the orchestral instruments are there. We are everywhere. So 3.9 million students who will hear it, appreciate it, love it, bring it into their lives in different ways.
Orchestral musicians, we are everywhere. I like that a lot. I think that that's one to flag for later. Well, actually, we can get into it right now, because actually the TSO is heading out of Roy Thomson Hall to the Rose Theatre in Brampton. Tell us about Fiesta Symphonica.
This is going to be a super, super fun concert. This is some of the most wonderful Latino music from all over Latin America. All over Latin America, some favorites that people will know and enjoy. It's going to be a very dancey concert, some sing-along stuff, but also learning about the different styles of music of Latin America. We couldn't fit all the styles in, obviously, because we only have, you know, it's a short amount of time for the concert. But wow, there's just so much there. So we tried to pick some of the best pieces, some of the most well-known, some gems, and also music by Latin American composers who are live today writing for the orchestra.
As you say, orchestra, we're everywhere. And this is the TSO's fourth year going to Brampton to perform. Why is it important to you to bring orchestral music to communities across the GTA, not just downtown?
So it's important for us to go to these different communities because I think it expands our orchestral empathy to include new groups and think about what would this part of the city enjoy and just kind of dream about it and see what works and what doesn't work and do some experiments. And then also I think for Brampton, it's nice for us to be able to go out there and for them to hear us without having to come all the way downtown. We can go out there and perform. I think it's just great. I think it's kind of like a normal thing. Orchestras always go on tour. You know, we've gone on tour all over the world. So let's go on tour in Toronto as well, too, because we are Toronto's orchestra.
Well, Daniel, looking forward to the season ahead. It sounds like it's a dynamic one, definitely from what you're bringing, and all the best for your first run of concerts.
Kathleen, always wonderful speaking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to let us talk about what we have happening at the Toronto Symphony Orchestra.
That was the TSO's Barrett Principal Education Conductor and Community Ambassador, Daniel Bartholomew Poyser. Catch him leading the TSO in Tricks, Treats, and Tunes, the first Young People's Concert of the season, October 26th, and in Fiesta Symphonica at Brampton's Rose Theatre, October 25th. Now, Daniel alluded to a very Halloween-y part of Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique that audiences will shiver to. On the 26th, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that it's the March to the Scaffold.